Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus is.
Who is he to you? Who is Jesus to you? You know, he asked, that was asked in between the disciples, who is he to you? Who are you celebrating? Do you really know him as your personal Savior? Have you accepted Jesus in your heart, mind, and soul? Have you deeply accepted him and said, Jesus, come into my heart and live in me? Come, Jesus, that I may know you in the pardon of my sins. Come, Jesus, and manifest yourself to me. Come, Jesus, come, thou almighty King. Praise God. What a beauty. What a joy. What a joy. He's God. He's God. He's God. Yes, he's God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise his name. Praise his name. And in that name, there is power. You are celebrating at this time of the year, the one with power. Power to heal all manner of diseases. The power to raise, to set up, to pull down. He has all authority. All authority was given unto him. Praise God. And we just celebrate him. We celebrate him. We celebrate him. Come, let's celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just don't want to celebrate him with lip service. But we want others to know about the one that we are celebrating, the Almighty King, the Lord of Lords, the God of all God. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May we pray, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come before you tonight, God, celebrating you and thanking you, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy, your grace, oh God. Oh, Father, you are so awesome. Yes, God, you are so good, God. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you have done, God. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do because you're coming back to receive us unto yourself, God. Yes, God, you're coming back to get your children, God. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We come tonight with thanksgiving because we are so excited, God. Yes, Lord God, because we are looking forward to something. We have something to look forward to. You have, oh, God, put that tenacity inside of us, oh, God. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Oh, praise that wonderful name, that beautiful name, that awesome name. Oh, God, you say, oh, God, oh, Father, God, you knows everything about us, God. God, there ain't nothing you don't know, Lord. God, you knows our uprising and our sitting down, our going out and our coming in. You knows, God. You knows, God. Thank you, Father. And God, you are our great provider. God, you provides us with good things. Thank you, Lord God, all this year, God. From last year until we celebrated your birth, God, up until this year, God. God, surely you have done great and wonderful things, God. Gracious things, God Almighty. Prince of Peace, Almighty God. Oh, praise your name, Jesus, 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 Jesus is his name, y'all. Jesus is his name. And we worship him, yes, Lord. We worship you, God, in all your beauty, God. Oh, praise your name. Praise your name. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy is that name. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. Oh, God, when we cry out to you, God, you know what we're going to say before we even say it, God. You're just waiting for us, God. You are awesome. Thank you, Lord God. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Oh, praise God. Oh, God, we stand in awe of you because you're so awesome. We can't even describe you, Lord. Oh, God, we can't describe you. All we know, God, that you have loved us with an everlasting love, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, that you are more than enough for us, God. Thank you, God, that you satisfy our mouth with good things. God, you've been a good. Yes, you have, God. Father, I just ask you to look on every mother, every father, every child. Oh, God, they may be struggling, oh, God, at this time. God, I know, God, you can, oh, God, cause them to have joy that and peace that passes all understanding. Oh, praise God, because you are the healer of all hurts, all misunderstanding, all shortcomings. God, you got it all in control. We praise you. We lift you up. We magnify your name, God. Yes, Lord. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, praise your name. God, all over this world, no matter where we are or where your people are, God, you, because you are everywhere. You are everywhere, Lord. Oh, you are everywhere. Shining your light on your people. Helping them, oh God, in every place they fall short. Oh, praise your name, Jesus. You are God. You are God. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you that you are not a baby anymore. So we don't have to worship you in the manger. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we don't have to look down on a little, that we don't have to, oh God, bow to a baby in a manger. Oh, but God, yes, God, you have ascended on high to the Father. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name, Jesus. You're mighty God. You're awesome God. God Almighty. Praise your name. Praise your name. Hallelujah. I am just elated, y'all. I'm telling you, I'm just so excited. Praise God. You are listening to God's Favorites Radio program coming to you live on Blog Talk. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or maybe to the prison walls? God's Favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Maybe slain by the bullet or whatever you may be going through. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And he said, I will give you rest. Maybe you need rest with that son or that daughter. Or maybe that husband on drugs or that son or that daughter. Maybe they might be behind prison walls at this time of the year. Maybe there have been some hurts from it and you need a healing. Or whatever you may be going through at this time of the season when everybody's celebrating. Maybe your finances may be short and you need healing in your finances. God can make a way where there seemeth to be no way. Trust God. Trust him. Trust him. That's what he say. Trust him. Just believe on him. See, when we lose our trust in God, that's when our blessings start. But if we keep on trusting, no matter what, God makes a way where there seemeth to be no way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Keep on praising him. Keep on praising him. He's created you to. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to let my co-host come, Sister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be right back with you. Minister Biden.
This is a wonderful time of the year, and of course, this is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorite, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Area code 504-347-5797 is our phone number at home. And to listen to our program, the number is area code 714-409-0578, Block Talk Radio. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock, you can listen in. And on Fridays at 7 p.m., Minister Janice Williams is the host of Victorious Living, a part of the Ministry of God's Favorites. Call this number, 714-409-0578, on Fridays at 7 p.m., and you will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's Word. Yes. Sunday nights at 7 with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George, and Friday night at 7 with Minister Janice Williams. This is God's favorite radio program. And tonight we have some requests for prayer. Neighbor across the street from me, he has to go on 6 hours for dialysis, and it's hard on his body. It's hard on him, but God is a healer, and he's a provider, and he can go in there, and he can touch those kidneys. We pray for all of those people tonight that have kidney problems, kidney stones, kidney diseases, cancer of the kidneys, and all of that. You know, we never know what a person is going through, but we can bring them to God in prayer. Next door neighbor has had open heart surgery, and he's doing very well. And thank the Lord that he's stronger. My sister had open heart surgery a year ago, and today she was at my home, and we had a wonderful time. And she looks so much better, so much healthier. Planning our Christmas dinner, and guess what? God is able to deliver everyone that has an illness. Yes, Mom and Dad, we know that you are suffering with your children behind bars, with a friend behind bars. But you know what? God can heal that hurt. God can give us grace to just listen to them calling and saying, Mom, I still love you. Daddy, I know I should have listened to you. But They're punished for something wrong that they did. But God has the power to take and bring them through. Just think about it. Let's praise the Lord for what he has done. In Psalm 66, it says, everything on earth shout with joy to God. Think about his glory. Make his praises glorious. Say to God, your works are amazing. Because your power is great, your enemies fall before you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Come and see what God has done, the amazing things he has done for people. He turned the sea into dry land. The people crossed the river on foot. So let us rejoice because of what he did. He rules forever with his power. He keeps his eye on the nation so people should not turn against him. Isn't that wonderful? He keeps his eye on the nations. And we have to take and say, praise God for what he's doing. Look at the many nations that's having problems. Look at our own nation, just taking and looking at the people, demonstrations, fires, disasters, everything that's happening. But he looks after his own people. As we get ready to celebrate our Christmas, holidays, and praise God for it, we have a special recipe for you. It's a scriptural cake. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. 1 cup of Genesis 18 and 8. 1.5 cups of Jeremiah 6, verse 20. 5 Isaiah 10 and 14 separated. 3 cups of Leviticus 24 and 5. 3/4 teaspoons of 2 Kings 2 and 20. 2 teaspoons of Amos 4 and 5. 1/4 teaspoon of 2 Chronicles 9 and 9. 1/4 teaspoon of Genesis 43:11. 1/2 cup of Judges 4:19. 3/4 cups of chopped Genesis 43:11. 3/4 cup Jeremiah 24:5 diced. 3/4 cup of 2 Samuel 16 and 1. 1 teaspoon of Exodus 30:23. Burnt sugar syrup. 1 1/2 cup of Jeremiah 6 and 20. 1/4 cup of Genesis 18 and 8. 1/2 cup of Genesis 24 to 25. Preheat your oven to 325. Cream Genesis 18 with Jeremiah 6. Beat in yolks of Isaiah 10, one at a time. Sift together Leviticus 24, 2 Kings, Amos 4, Exodus 30, and 2 Chronicles 9. Blend dry ingredients into a cream mix alternative with Judges 4. Beat whites of Isaiah 10 until stiff. Fold in Isaiah 10, chop Genesis 43, Jeremiah 24, and 1 Samuel 16. Turn mix into a 10-inch tube pan that has been greased and dusted with Leviticus 24. Sorry. Bake 325 degrees for 1 hour, 10 minutes, or until cake tester inserted into the cake comes out clean. Cool for 10 to 20 minutes. Remove from pan and cool completely. Serve drizzle with burnt sugar syrup and decorate with whole blanched Genesis 43. Burnt sugar syrup, melt Jeremiah 6 in heavy skillet over low heat until syrup is deep amber. Add Genesis 24. Cool until syrup is smooth. Remove from heat and add Genesis 18. Stir until melted. Cool. Isn't that wonderful that we can find these recipes in God's Word? God's Word is everlasting and it gives us promises. It gives us joy. It gives us peace. It gives us confidence. And remember, as we approach the season of Christmas, share it with somebody. Think about it. Share God's word. And let them know, yes, he came as a baby, and he laid in a manger, but he gave us everlasting life. He came with a purpose. And every child that is born in this world has a purpose in life. God knows. Yes, there's some that goes bad. Yes, there's some that goes good. But it all depends on what God wants them to be. If they would only listen, it's a choice. God gave us a choice. And he gave us eternal life. Yes, Mom and Dad, we know the holidays are coming up. Aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews, We always have someone that has gone on to be with the Lord. But just remember, they're celebrating Christmas with their Savior. They're celebrating his birthday. And the scriptural cake recipe that we gave you tonight has some wonderful meaning. It's because God gave it to us out of his book, out of his cookbook, out of the Bible. Remember, God loves you, and ask for protection on your family, and just think how beautiful Christmas is. Just think of how that shepherd boy looking up in those stars at night and saw that beautiful star shining. That star can shine in your heart and in your soul. Pray that God's blessing on your family, and may you have a wonderful Christmas season. God bless you, and thank you for listening to God's favorite radio program with our pastor, Evangelist Vivian George. God bless you.
Praise God. Minister Peggy, I would like for you to also read Matthew 25:34-40. Our title is tonight, Handling Special Family Members. We're going to talk about the family tonight, praise God. And I heard her just mention it, praise God. So we need to know how to handle different family members at this time and different situations at this time, because we want the whole complete family to know Jesus, to enjoy. We don't want to turn them away. We want to let them know that our light is, God is shining through us, and we are there for them no matter what ability they're in. So I'm going to ask Minister Peggy to read Matthew 25:34-40. Praise God. Go ahead. Handling special family members. Praise God.
40?
Yes.
Praise. For I am hungered,
and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, or gave thee a drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we the sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king answered, shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these of my brethren, ye have done it unto me. May God bless.
Praise God, praise God. I thought that was such a great scripture at this time of the year. When we have people that are in nursing homes, we have people that are sick, we have people in different walks of life in our family. And if they're not in your family, maybe you need to go and visit somebody. If you can't go into the prison walls, maybe you might can write a note. Maybe you know someone that's sick in your neighborhood. You might want to go visit them if it's not a family member. Maybe it's a stranger. Just need to be loved. Think about these scriptures that she just read. Jesus is speaking, and he's telling us to go and visit those. Maybe somebody is hungry and not going to have as much as you had for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Maybe you might want to give a meal, or you might bake a cake and give a cake or a pie or whatever to show your love. There's one passage in the Bible said, when thou givest a feast, to call the sick, the lame, and the maimed. You know, we don't do that because we are so afraid now, we don't know who we're going to bring into our homes. But we can reach out in some way. We also have the people under the bridge that maybe we can pass by and give a dinner. I know it's hard to just give a dinner to one, but God might lay it upon your heart to just say, go through there, and whoever you see, just reach out and get it. You never know how God going to speak to you. Be open to the Spirit. Just be open to God and let him speak to your heart at this season. Because God said, if you don't do these things, one day he going to tell you to depart from me. As far as myself, I plan to go do some sick this week as it warms up. Go visit the sick. The devil would love to stop us from doing what God wants us to do because God is love. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's look at another scripture in that. Hebrews 10 and 24. Hebrews 10 and 24 says, praise God, hallelujah, hallelujah. But I hardly can get away from the other one because there's so much in it when you start reading that. And let us consider one another to provoke to love and to good works. God is telling us to provoke one another to love. Well, we have left out somebody. This is the season. And it is all about the love of Jesus. This is the season that we should be provoking one another to love them more than ever. He just told us to. Find somebody that you have not loved. Praise God. Love one another. That's what he commanded us to do, to love one another. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Love one another. Don't just say you love and not showing it this season. I just said the small things that you can do, and you don't have to even buy an expensive gift. Just show your love by handing out a morsel of bread. Praise God. Romans 12, 13 through 16 says, praise God. And it reads, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Stay in a spirit of prayer this season, distributing to the necessity of saints, giving to hospitality. Get into hospitality. Listen, bless them which persecute you, and bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. God is telling us to do something. Be not wise in your own conceit. God is expecting us to do something. And I am bringing it to you tonight because God brought it to my attention. What are we supposed to be doing in this season? It's all about him. It's all about Jesus. Praise God. And what did Jesus go about doing? Praise God. What did he go about doing? The things that I just read unto you. Visiting the sick, feeding the hunger. James 1 and 27 says, praise God, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. That's what we're going to be doing this season. We got to be busy about our Father's business. Praise God. We got to be busy for Jesus. This is not about just you. God is just not about you. No, he's about everybody. He loves everybody. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't leave no, he don't have no respect to a person. He has loved all of us with an everlasting love. We're going to go over to Exodus 22. Praise God. 22. 22 through 24. Praise God. Let's see what that says. And it reads as thus. You shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child. If thou afflict them in any wise, and they cry at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry. Don't you do them wrong. Do Jesus say, I'm going to hear their cry. And my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children fatherless. So, there's another command God has given us, how we are to treat one another down here. And let's see what we're going to do at this time that we are celebrating Jesus. Praise God. Deuteronomy 24:17 says, praise God. 24:17 says, thou shalt not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the fatherless, nor take a widow raiment to pledge. Praise God. God is telling us to do great and mighty things for people. Not just now, but all the time. But especially at this time, we are to be doing these things for one another. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was so excited about all this when it comes to the family. This is for the family, especially. Don't leave family members out, cast them out because you have not been pleased with them this year. Show them your love. Praise God. Isaiah 1:17 says, praise God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's go over here to Isaiah 1:17. And it reads, as thus, praise God. Hallelujah. We are learning something here. We're leaving things undone. Oh, that's God's business. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widows. We have some praying to do this season for one another. Praise God. We got some praying to do. We are to bring the joy of Christ to them. God said in his word, you that are whole do not need a physician, but those that are sick. And if you are whole, go bring Jesus to the sick. Those that need Jesus, praise God. Go bring Jesus. Spread that love. Spread that love to one another. Praise God. It could be a family member, and it could be a non-family member. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalms 146:9 says, the Lord perverteth the stranger. He relieves the fatherless and widow, but the way of the weakest he turneth upside down. Praise God. Don't be called the wicked. Let God be pleased with you. Let him be pleased with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you don't take but one of these attributes and go out and visit somebody. Just go visit somebody and show love to somebody. Praise God. Bring a joy upon somebody's face. Last night, I went and visited a lady I hadn't been and visited for a long time. I surprised her, and I told her Merry Christmas. She was so elated to see me. But it was my goal to make it there, just to say hi, because I know she doesn't get out and drive anymore. She has had some health problems, but she's doing better, but she don't drive anymore. So I went to her and said Merry Christmas. She hadn't seen me all this year. But we have to get up and we have to start someplace to do God's bid. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's look at Psalm 68 and 5. Excuse me. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. Praise God. God in his holy habitation. He wants us to be. He wants us to do. God don't want us to be stagnated. Praise God. But he wants us to be busy for him. We have a work to do for God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy. And as I went and visited this lady last night, let me continue this. After I went and visited her, she was so excited and so relieved and told me, don't take so long to come back again to visit. You know, I felt it real deep down in my heart. I pray that I won't take so long again. I will go back and visit her because she said that she cannot even get out to church now unless someone brings her, and not all the time her children wants to bring her to church. So, if I was living near her, I would get out and bring her to church. But she would like to visit her church. Praise God. First, let's go to another scripture. 1 Timothy 5, 3 through 16. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents. That's why I was telling you this message is to the parents, because our children need to know how to go and take care of their parents. For that is good and acceptable before God. Now she that is a widow indeed and destitute trusteth in God and continues in supplications and prayers night and day. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she is living. And these things give in charge that they may be blameless. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than the infidel. That's why I said handling special matters with our family members. We ought to take care of our family. See after them, call them this Christmas. Let Jesus shine through you. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is what it's all about. Let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man, well reported of good works. If she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. But the younger widow refused. For when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. And withal, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachful, for some are already turned aside after Satan If any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. So, we see here those that are widows and how they are to be counted for. Praise God. And also, we have the orphanage. We have the orphanage. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go over there to Psalm. If you know of anybody in the orphanage, we have orphanages all over the world. Praise God. We have orphanage. And I don't think we think about the orphanage here in the United States like we do out of the United States. Because we have orphanage that we need to visit, that we need to care for. And, you know, I've gone to Africa so many times, and I go to the orphanage. And there, these children have lost their parents, and they have no one to take care of them but the orphanage or the state if a church doesn't take care of them. Praise God. So, during this season, if you can visit an orphanage, do so. Psalms 10 and 14 says, that thou hast seen it, for thou beholdest mischief and spite, to requite it with thine hand. The poor committeth himself unto thee. Thou art the helper of the fatherless. When you go visit them, you are the helper of the fatherless. Praise God. Hallelujah. Don't you want to be God's helper? I want to be God's helping hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. Praise God. But I just want to be all that God wants me to be. And I know it's impossible sometimes because we're in the flesh and we are fleshly beings and we don't always fulfill the things of the Spirit. Praise God. But Deuteronomy, praise God, 10 and 18 says, he doeth execute judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger in giving him food and raiment. If you don't do it, God's going to make a way for them. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're not only supposed to visit the orphanage. We have the physically handicapped. We have those that are handicapped in wheelchairs, in nursing homes, in all kind of facilities. God does not want us to forget. Praise God. Also the strangers. Don't forget about the strangers, as I said earlier. The physically handicapped is 2 Samuel 4 and 4. And 2 Samuel 9, 1 through 10 speaks of the physical handicap. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he told us also, praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going over there to 2 Samuel. Praise God. Hallelujah. And also, he told us those that are separated and divorced may be going through a hard time. You know, divorces are just like a death. And when we are separated or divorced, sometimes there are some times that a person is very depressed or oppressed as they go through this holiday season. Reach out to them. Reach out to them in love. Praise God. Hallelujah. 2 Samuel 4 and 4 says, our time is running out, and we haven't completed everything, but I just wanted to give you a brief study on the family. Praise God. Okay, 4 and 4 says, and Jonathan, Saul's son, had a son that was lame of his feet. He was 5 years old when the tidings came of Saul and Jonathan out of Jezreel. And his nurse took him up and fled. And it came to pass, as she made haste to flee, that he fell and became lame. And his name was Mephibosheth. See, we have lame way back from Bible days up until now. We'll always have the poor with us. We'll always have the lame with us. We'll always have strangers. We'll always have different, the blind, the one that's in prison, we'll always have. How are we going to treat them during this time that we are rejoicing? So then God is going to rejoice and over, you have not taken care of my business. My time is out, and I cannot continue with this message, but I pray that I have encouraged you in some type of way. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance towards you, and may he be gracious to you this season. May you be blessed this season. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Bless your family. Bless those that are around you. I know sometimes we get lazy and we don't want to do. Just bless them anyway. Pray for one another as the word has taught us. Live good with them. Reach out with a smile. This is a joyous time. Reach out with a smile, with joy and peace in Jesus' name. Be back here next Sunday at the same time in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye-bye.